And before we go into our gayest and straightest,
we're going to be in New Orleans.
We are in New Orleans. We're part of the Pride 48, like New Orleans, like live event. So we're going to be performing live along with a lot of other queer podcasts. So you can listen live at pride48.com. Did we find that out for sure? Or are we still guessing?
We're still guessing.
Okay, you can probably do that. And we are going on at Saturday at 2 p.m. Central, so noon Pacific.
That's right. One thing we haven't looked up, and I don't know why we agreed without finding out first, are they going to let us drink while we're on stage?
Ooh, we can say it's part of the act, like it's part of the performance. So,
okay, is there a green room? Does the green room have rosé?
Are we gonna have to like pull out our like rider and just? So there are going to be raffle prizes. So if you want to contribute, I guess like put in money, and I'm guessing the money goes to something good, to maybe towards Pride 48,
which helps. I think it goes towards Pride 48.
Great. Queer podcasts. You don't have to be there to enter the raffle.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Are they going to let us drink while we're on stage?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. And this is episode 2757 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday the 21st of August 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to have a little update on Pride 48 and voice letters. Yes, me Freddy. Hello, betrothed Big Freddy. Have you got something you need to tell us? No. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're betrothed today. Big Freddy, are you also incited? No. You're betrothed? Well, I tell you what, I'm not going to tell you why you're betrothed today. I'm going to do this. Happy birthday. Yeah, I guess y'all today, the 21st of August, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you know her from all the calls she makes to the different little shows. Yes, we think we could even understand some of them, it's true. And y'all, from her CVS receipts, but Big Manny, they've pissed her off. She's not going there now. I know. I don't know. I'm sure they're going out of business. Well, Big Manny, either that or they're back in the black again. Big Manny, that sounded vulgar. Anyway, y'all, and y'all, she's betrothed. She's betrothed, y'all. It's none other than Princess Hannah. Oh, baby, we love Princess Hannah. It's true. Y'all, you know, Princess Hannah just sent me an e-letter a few minutes ago. The unicorn pooped out a betrothment ring. Big Freddy, is that even correct? I don't know. Y'all, the first two birthday kids that she got, y'all had unicorns on it. Big Freddy, some of them had glitter. It's true. So, y'all, I know Princess Hannah is a social media goddess, and y'all, I know she's out there on the ethernet. So y'all, when, not if, but when you see Princess Hannah on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, y'all wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Freddy, I hope she gets a big old unicorn cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Sunday night, we had our final State of the Station little show. Y'all, we had everybody there except that Joey Bukkake. He was traveling from the Indianapolis back to Buffalo. He's got to pack up a Wendy Cameron in a steamer trunk or something. I don't know. And no, Big Fatty, she's his ticket to get on the Aerial Plano early. That's true. I forgot about that. but y'all, we went over some last-minute things just in case you didn't get a chance to listen to it. Old Crooked Hats already put it out as a podcast over there. On the iTunes, the Pride 48 shows, you can go over there and listen to that. y'all, we just ran down a couple of last minute reminders, wanted everybody to bring their scratch offs, and if you got a donation for the raffle, bring it with you. y'all, we want everybody participating in the pink carpet. Y'all, it's just a little icebreaker, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a way for new people to get to know who all the different folks are, and for all the different folks to get to know who the new people are. Y'all, I think we've got about 23 out of the almost 60 people that are brand new to a Pride 48 live event. So y'all, it's going to be lots of fun. We also wanted everybody to go by the ATM machine and get some cash money for the cash raffle we're going to have down there. And one last reminder to the podcasters to bring their flash drive so we can give them their little show, and to bring their headphones or earbuds. Yes, Big Fatty, now go pack! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, there was something in the Villa Mailbox, y'all. Big Fatty, oh, Big Fatty, look, it's a cat. It is. And, y'all, it's a postcard, and on the front of it, it appears to be a pig nose. Big Fatty, and it says Berliner Schnauz. Big Fatty, That's a Mexican schnoz, it is. So, yeah, let's just see who it's from. It says right here, Dear Big Fatty and Poodle. Big Fatty, it's for me. It is for you. Oh, Big Fatty, I love a German pig nose. Well, you, yes, okay. It says, oink, oink, from Berlin. I saw many gentlemen that looked like Big Fatty, but none had huge balls. Big Fatty, Volga, what did that say? Apparently, maybe I should have checked manually. What does that mean? Apparently. I think that he did not see any huge balls through apparel. Big Fatty, kisses from Hat M and Miss. Ah, oh, Big Fatty, we love Hat M and Mr. Zad. It's true. And then it's he's got his return address of Budapest, Mexico. Budapest, Bulgaria. Yes, Big Fatty. Hat M and Mr. Zad, thank you so much for thanking a Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm gonna put a picture. I'm gonna put a picture of this cat and my birthday cat and the scratch offs from Straight Bob up on the BFO at noon today. So y'all, you can go over there and take a look at that. Big Fatty, that sounds just lovely.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up.
up with Big Fatty.
It's me, Hot Tub, calling for my jalopy. Thank you for playing along with my drinking game. I absolutely love it. Now, the reason I'm calling is, first of all, I'm so glad that you explained and finally told the world today about Princess Hannah's engagement, because waiting for her to call about it was like walking on nails. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Anyway, I knew about it for a while, and I thought, now, she's calling us about her dang receipts, but she can't even tell us she's happily engaged. What's up with that? Anyway, happy, or I should say, congratulations on the engagement, Princess Hannah. You deserve all the happiness in the world. Also, I have a question, so cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the overshot Hot Cub. Hot Cub, what you got?
Okay, so it's just a quick one. I'm wondering, now that you're retired, you're a gentleman of retired means, has your time for taping the little show changed any, or are you still taping in the evening before the episode is released? So, like, for today's show, did you tape it last evening, or are you taping, did you tape it this morning? Inquiring minds must know. Anyway, sorry it's been a while since I've called. Love you, Big Fatty.
Yeah,
love you, Doodle.
Oh, hi.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Big Fatty, have you played this before? Y'all, I wasn't sure if I've played this voice letter before or not. Big Fatty, it sounds familiar to me. But anyway, y'all, I can't remember. I can't remember. It seems to me like I went to play it, but I didn't have enough time to play it. So anyway, first of all, so we're just going to answer it again. Hauntcup, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And then how appropriate that that if I played it twice, I played it on Princess Hannah's birthday. Yes, we Betty. Hauntcup, I am recording the little show a few hours earlier than I normally would, but still, it's the afternoon before you get to hear it the next morning. Big Fatty, that's assuming you don't screw it up, and sometimes they get to hear things twice, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, why? The Australian dollar is tanking. It has gone down like 5% in the last 2 days, right before I bloody well go on my holiday. So everything in America just went up by 5%. Okay, yeah, it probably doesn't matter because everything's dirt cheap. But still, I haven't even got my US dollars. I was going to put everything on my card. I'm so annoyed. Okay, bye. See you in a week.
Yeah, Big, in a week. We'll see you later this week. Y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie Battler. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that the Mexican dinero has gone down. The peso has dropped. And it's almost like an extra tax. It's almost like an extra tax, and we know how or a tip. It's an extra tip for the bloody Americans. B, Fatty, rub it in. Scotty, There was some. Oh, y'all, Scotty, you say that we'll see you soon. I think Scotty's coming in on Wednesday. But y'all, I got a testimonium from Digger. You know Digger, Digger and T Wiggles, Tom and Terry from one of their places up there in the Chicago's. Y'all, Digger sends me a testimonium. Says we're boarding the flight in 10 minutes. And I went, you're going today? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, they went on Monday and they're not leaving until Wednesday of next week. Big Fatty Bourbon Street will never be the same.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty, Aussie Butler. And this time in a week, I will be fast asleep in my luxurious Holiday Inn hotel inside the Superdome. I hope there is no sports ball happening because it will be difficult to sleep with all that cheering. Don't know why we picked a hotel that was inside a sports ball stadium. But anyway, listen, I've got a question. Cue that bloody music, will ya?
Brick Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Brick Fatty, Brick Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Axe Big Fatty, our second Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from the little Ozzy Battler, who's probably on his way to the pass.
So, serious, important question for Pride 48. Can you please, I know you probably don't want to, and you sort of talk a bit around the bush, and I guess you're probably blushing just in case, you know, an orange hat is listening, but could you unpack a little bit just what is involved in your after hours, adults only, 18 plus, no perfume wearing horror event, walk around town or something or whatever that was. Could you just unpack a little bit, you know, what sort of things we might expect? Thank you. See you in 6 days. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Big Fatty, why does he keep saying unpack? You hadn't even packed yet. Y'all, I won't pack until Tuesday night. So anyway, but Scotty, thank you so much for the call. An excellent question, too, I might add. I went over this on the State of the Station on Sunday night, so you probably already know the answer, but we're going to go to a couple of the horror bars. And I can neither confirm nor deny that that you might be very comfortable or very uncomfortable. Fanny, you know Scotty, you know it's those quiet, shy ones that you gotta watch out for, right, Josubia? Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, there's one thing that got more attention on yesterday's little show than anything else. Evidently, I said that I got gas for $1.43 a gallon. Y'all, it was $2.43 a gallon. I had $1.43. Oh, well, where can I find gas for $1.43? Y'all, it's $2.43. So, Fanny, you just got... Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you can't remember if you played a voice letter? You can't remember how much the gas costs? It's true. Y'all, they said on the TV machine today that the days are getting shorter. I know that makes the old gal happy. Sunset today will be before 8 p.m. in the evening, and the next time it'll be after 8 p.m. in the evening. It will be, I think they said, April 28th of next year. Big Fatty, so they're getting shorter. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the guys from Gayish. They're going to be down there. And Nollins and Kyle and Mike, is there any question you'd like to ask before the event?
Are they going
to
let us drink while we're on stage?
Well, I think those drunks at Blom Time just answered that question.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.